This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, getting outed as a scientist? Wow. Also, General Mills changing its label for its natural granola. Why? We'll get to that. And if you thought cosmic radiation in space was bad, wait till you hear about what they posit is in interstellar space now, and what will they have to bring with them in order to survive it. That plus cannabis update. Super Don, good selection of articles today. Once again, man, you just are amazing to me.
I don't know how I do it. I just do it, you know? I'm a natural, I guess.
It's one of those things, right? You know, people look at me on radio and they go, dude, how do you do that? I'm like, we've been at it for a while, as have you there, Super D. But you had a natural inclination, a talent, and a gift not only for sound, but knowing what we need to communicate to the folks out there around planet Earth to bring a different eye, if you will, to the news, but one that empowers them. So that's great. Now, this first story could be, and I told you so, not necessarily a moment of doubt. I'm not even going to play it because I think there's an interesting aspect of this that goes beyond the I told you so. And this is about the HPV vaccine, right? What have we been saying about the human papilloma virus vaccine? Well, first and foremost, you got to understand that the HPV itself, as a virus, is not actually proven to cause cervical cancer. Yeah, no, I said that. It's not. Never has been. And likely never will be. Why? Well, if I go back into the origin of the claim, it's not based on, my gosh, here's this woman or these women with cervical cancer. We analyzed the tissue and saw millions to billions of replicating HPV, the viruses of the human papillomavirus, replicating. Oh my gosh, look at that. Look at the relationship here. There's cervical cancer and there's replicating HPV everywhere. Not happen. Didn't happen. What happened was a scraping of the cervical cancer cell area around the cervix. And then the use of an extraordinary, think about technology. We opened the show today talking about the wonders of technology and also the downside. Downside is also the wonder. You can take fragments of unknown genetic material now. And with a scientific advancement known as polymerase chain reaction, PCR, developed by Kerry Mullis, Nobel Prize winning scientist. You can take this unknown fragments of DNA, genetic material, from like just the general area, and then amplify it hundreds of millions and billions and billions, Carl Sagan style, amplify it billions of times. And then you can determine what may have been there. And in this case, of the HPV viral causation, I wouldn't even call it a hypothesis because they haven't done anything but PCR to make their claim. They found, my gosh, there's evidence that maybe years and years and years ago, maybe decades, this woman was exposed to the human papillomavirus. So, 20, 30 years later, they scrape the tissue. It takes them extraordinary, Herculean, beyond Herculean efforts, billions and billions of times magnified, amplified, to say that Well, it was once here. How does that make it the cause? How does it even make it a contributing factor? Because it is no longer a viable replicating virus and likely hasn't been since whenever it was first exposed or within 2 years of that exposure. Because what have we learned, boys and girls, from the scientific literature and even clinical studies? That most women, after exposure to HPV, without any intervention at all, their immune systems will clear the virus within a couple of years. And of course, on this show, you will learn how to clear it in a week or two via the utilization of the active state of silver in the hydrosol form, so it's safe. Direct interaction with the viral particles, stopping them from replicating on contact. So rather than waiting 2 years, you can intervene safely, not with a toxic drug that will destroy your liver or destroy tissue surrounding the cervix. And yet, they say HPV is the cause and we have to give you a vaccine. Really? And what does that vaccine do? We have argued for many years, based on peer-reviewed literature, clinical reporting, that it actually can cause problems, including the very thing it's trying to prevent. Now, in terms of outing, being outed, it used to be in Hollywood, if you were gay, you kept it a secret because you were afraid that it might affect your ability to work. And so others that were mad that you weren't being honest and truthful about your sexual identity or sexuality, they would out you. That was called being outed. Against your will. You didn't have a right to privacy. You were being outed for some other cause. Then we had, just more recently, Brendan Strock. And he has been outed as a conservative. He says it's harder to be coming out as a conservative than it was to come out as a gay man. Right? Because people go, oh, gay. In fact, you're applauded by certain people. Like, hooray, you're gay. Like, I could care less whether you are or not. That's not my concern. But being a conservative now, just like In-N-Out Burger has learned, my gosh, there are people on the left who are so pro-free speech that they want to protest and boycott you because you, through your political rights of speech, have donated money to an entity you don't like, the Republican Party of California.
Let me just add that in that In-N-Out Burger quote controversy, it's completely wrong, because In-N-Out has donated to both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. So, you know, they completely missed that whole part of that thing and created this big controversy, which, you know, it ended up backfiring on them in a huge way.
Yeah. It ended up doing good for In-N-Out Burger sales among the few conservatives that are afraid to come out from the shadows in California. And they're eating more than ever. And good. That's good. That's your right to say, you know what, I'm going to push back on that stupid thing of boycotting them for donating. For instance, now, as you say, to both sides. But my gosh, that's not allowed either. If you're a liberal Democrat in California or anywhere, apparently, just to acknowledge that there's a place or a role for other viewpoints is enough to get you boycotted or ostracized, dehumanized, right? We've seen it on the vaccine debate, where they worship the church of pharmaceutical mysticism as opposed to the freedom to choose your path in healing. Oh, they're all about pro-choice when eradicating babies in the womb, but when it comes to those babies being born, once they're born, you don't get to choose to say no to toxic poisons being injected, including with aborted fetal cells. All right, that's a distraction, that's attention deficit. Fine, go ahead, I'm not taking Ritalin. The editors of a medical journal confirm HPV vaccines cause more harm than good. A science author is now facing death threats. What is the story here? Well, a researcher published his findings in the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics, but he did it under a pseudonym. He didn't want his name to be known because he knew he would be subject to vicious attacks by those that don't want this information coming out. What did he find? The women getting the HPV vaccine were actually showing more cases of cervical dysplasia and even cervical cancer. You're right. I've been saying this for a long time. Not just for my opinion, but what I've researched on this, that the vaccine shot itself, the cervix and Gardasil, causing aberrant cellular dysplasia at the cervical level and even maybe precipitating cancer. This guy published it under a false name, but he said to the, you know, I don't want, and they published it because the research findings were accurate. And then the Karolinska Institute says, remove this, because we don't know who this is. So the guy revealed his true name, but said, please keep it private. Please keep it private. Well, the word got out who he is, and yes, indeed, just as he feared, he is being attacked viciously. They do not want this information to get out there. And here he has been outed as what? A scientist. That's right. Don't let your fellow so-called scientists know that you're actually willing to go where the facts take you to reveal the truths that the facts reveal. Now, if you point out, for instance, that vaccines are dangerous in any way, shape, or form, you will be viciously attacked. Observations like, let's go back to Wakefield. His last name, Andrew Wakefield, has become a verb. To be Wakefielded is to be outed as a scientist. A legitimate scientist who's willing to publish observations wherever they may lead. In other words, they could not look too kindly to the vaccine industrial complex. But that cannot be done. This scientist knew it and said, don't share my name. Finally, he had to, and they outed him. And now he's receiving death threats. Super Don, to be outed as a scientist is a very dangerous thing in our current environment.
Well, it's, you know, it flies in the face of legitimate science, where, you know, science is supposed to be, there's not supposed to be any bias there, you know,
right.
Truly.
Liberty is blind. Justice is blind,
yeah.
Right? Where the blind
yeah.
holds.
So, you know, you do science, and it's unfortunate, and I think you have to agree that there is censorship going on in science in a way where, because if you do an experiment, mm-hmm. you do a study,
yeah.
if it comes up with something that's negative towards vaccines,
yeah.
Then you've got an environment now where scientists are going to feel like they cannot say anything. And
well,
that is not
that
how
already.
Science is supposed to
no.
be.
That's very widely known. Look what they did to Professor Peter Duisberg. A long time ago, right? About HIV. He says, listen, I question this hypothesis because, you know, look at the drugs these people were taking. Look what was happening to them. How can you say it's HIV? I dispute that. There's no slow viruses like that took 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it was going to take, and they kept extending it. So they learned that Duisberg, don't be like Duisberg. Don't report your findings if they question that which is sacrosanct, if they challenge what is sacrosanct. Again, this would be like the Catholic Church, you know, has its dogma and beliefs. What if some archaeological finding came out and disputed, suddenly made a mockery of something that they claim to be sacrosanct? Would the Church attempt to suppress it? That's why I say modern medicine, especially with vaccines, is more like a religious cult than it is a scientific endeavor. And this scientist who was outed as being a scientist found out, knew what he had to fear, and that was the reality. That if you find things that upset the dogma of the church or cult that you're a part of, in this case modern medicine, you will be viciously attacked, not embraced as the hero like you should be, like Wakefield or Duisberg or this guy.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Scott Bell Show. All right, well, enjoying the Labor Day weekend here. Coming back to life, Super D, this is like medicine. I know it's probably unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration, but it makes me feel better. I can start off feeling like dog you know what, and then as the show progresses, I feel better and better and better. I know it's not supposed to work that way because I'm working, right? I'm working here, and I'm feeling better. So we're going to deal with that, FDA. Come on, try to shut it down. I'm an unapproved new drug. Not approved as safe or effective for any of the things I talk about here. My gosh. Yeah, isn't this amazing? The death cult of the Fear and Death Administration. Where are we going to go from here, Super D? How about, would you like some cereal with your glyphosate?
Mm-hmm. A little granola?
How about a little granola bar with your glyphosate?
A little granola.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, it's a G word. What's the difference? Glyphosate, granola, right? Sounds like it's almost the same thing. General Mills, though, big multinational food agri-conglomerate, right? I don't know if it's food anymore. They've been putting out their Nature Valley label for a long time, and it's like, it sounds really great. 100% natural. Oh, it's natural. Naturally. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? Can anybody define it? Like we talked about justice with Alan Phillips last hour. Justice, definition. Everybody getting exactly what they deserve. How many people even know that? What that means? How about natural? Well, you think you know what it means, and they count on your assumption, your reasonable assumption, that if it's natural, it's safe and delicious and yummy and won't harm you. And of course, the skeptics / skepducks, they always talk about the fallacy, the natural fallacy. Oh, if it's nature, it must be good for you. Well, how come they never went after General Mills and their granola bar, Super D? What's up with that?
Well, a couple of years ago, we covered this because Moms Across America were actually a part of this. There was a lawsuit that was filed against General Mills because they found glyphosate in the granola. And so they took issue with the fact that General Mills was saying it was 100% natural because glyphosate is not natural, right? It does not occur in the environment naturally. You don't just walk around and find glyphosate plants. So anyway, they filed this lawsuit, and for a couple of years, General Mills has kind of thumbed their nose at the courts over this here because they were saying that there was nothing wrong with using that label. Mm-hmm. Well, as we saw just recently with the court case against Monsanto with that that groundskeeper guy that successfully won a $289 million judgment against Monsanto.
It was big, whatever it is, and I hope they have to pay and go bankrupt, but who knows?
What we're seeing as a result of that now is that it was, I guess, difficult for General Mills to continue to say that glyphosate was okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got a judgment saying, no, you know, this guy that was being exposed to glyphosate developed cancer. What we've seen now is the scales have been tipped in the favor of people, which I think is very encouraging. Good. It's very encouraging. And this may just be just the beginning. Because how can you, as General Mills, say it's 100% natural if it contains something that somebody just won a court case against Monsanto that it causes cancer, right?
So, well, and if I play the septic moment, and it's not that way, but you know what I'm saying? What if it was arsenic? Arsenic is natural, right?
Yeah, sharks are natural, too.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the point is toxicity, right? And, of course, the label claiming 100% natural, I think glyphosate is clearly a man-made synthetic.
Well, and that's it.
Poison,
it's not, like I said, it's not something that's found in nature. It's man-made. It's a chemical. So, in any case, I guess General Mills decided, all right, well, you know, the jig is up. We can't really, make this claim anymore. So they have dropped the claim of being 100% natural off
but don't
of their,
you,
their
don't you love how the FDA took care of this for us? Made sure that General Mills wasn't flouting the word natural. Wait a second.
Yeah,
they didn't.
They did. Well, but that's because you had, the chemical industry putting up their science, right?
Yeah,
and
they had willing dupes.
They had a hold of the courts at that point, but now the courts have ruled in another direction. And so now I think what this does is this opens the door for other people to go after other products that are out there that contain glyphosate now and start, putting the pressure on these guys to be truthful in their labeling.
Yeah, General Mills spokesman says that the company chose to settle to avoid the cost of distraction of litigation. Are you saying, General Mills, that you believe glyphosate is 100% natural? Is that what you're saying? Come on out. Be honest. Out yourself as a shill for the chemical industry as opposed to the reality that these toxic poisons cause indeed cancer. Everybody's different. What level will be that for you? I hope you don't ever have to find out. But please, take enough selenium to avoid it. Do the silver when needed. Take some CBD to chill out if this is upsetting you. We're going to talk about CBD and other things, cannabis, with a major league update that goes right up to the Trump administration. Maybe the World Trade Organization as well. Stick around and we'll find out what's in outer space.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barataro from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, I just sprayed in my mouth EMF detox from King Bio, Dr. King's homeopathic medicine. They're being attacked by FDA. Don't believe the FDA on this one. I'm still taking my King Bio remedies. I'm not returning anything. You kidding me? That's another story. We'll hopefully cover that soon. We have a lot more healing to go and a short time to do it in. Kind of like a Jerry Reed song here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But one of my favorite subjects, and it was written about in the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. You know it, Unlock the Power to Heal. And it goes something like this.
pasty tutti on the left hand side. Pasty tutti on the left hand side. It's a bubble.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, it's a cannabis update. CBD variety to start. This is really cool, folks. We have been worried about depressed rats for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not a segment goes by we don't mention the plight of the depressed rat. Or was that Democrat? Wait, no, Super Don, I'm confused by this story now. Wait, I think we want to broaden this use of CBD, do we not? I mean, the scientific realm often tests on rats to determine if it's good for humans. That's controversial. Doesn't always work, but something interesting happening here.
Look, there are certain animals that they use for testing just because there are similarities between their biology and ours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get that. But then there are some where it's just because I don't science. Maybe I don't quite understand. But this caught my eye. I mean, any studies about CBD, yeah, I zero in on.
Yeah.
I zero in on.
By the way, I think we share the majority of our DNA with a banana. So if that tells you anything,
that would be even more probably humorous.
Depressed
than this,
bananas. Let's see how CBD impacts that. Well, listen, this is actually a good story, right?
Let's explore this a little bit.
Okay.
Headline.
Yeah, read it.
In tests with rats, cannabidiol showed sustained effects against depression for 7 days.
Yeah. So they took it once, and they say that the lasting impact against depression, 7 days. Very interesting. But it brings to mind the question of how do they determine whether a rat is depressed?
Exactly.
Isn't that one of those questions?
I don't know. They kind of searched around all the different rat houses. What do rats live in? I don't even know.
It depends if it's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon or not.
I suppose. So was the rat like sitting on a couch with a gallon of Haagen-Dazs watching soap operas? I don't know. So they must be able to figure out how to determine whether a rat is depressed or not, and
probably,
then whether it isn't. It's not depressed anymore. I don't know.
I think it usually is if they don't eat the cheese you give them. They're just too depressed. That's like him eating the cheese.
Okay.
All right. So that's more for me. All right. Commercial antidepressants typically take 2 to 4 weeks to have a significant effect. And, of course, in that time frame, very dangerous. You start titrating up or down on those drugs, you can end up suicidal or homicidal. So, they're ineffective in 40% of cases, according to this, those drugs. Now they're looking for new options, and I'm glad that they're studying cannabidiol. Now, apparently the way to test for depression in rats has to do with, I don't think they drown the rats, but it has to do with them swimming to the point of when they give up on swimming and they just learn to float. I don't know exactly why
that
is. No, I'm serious. I read the article, and they're talking about that's part of their determining factor. It relates to them swimming. And then just turning over on their backs and floating and keeping their head above water, just relaxing and chilling. Now, I'm not going to get into that. You read it. You figure it out. But the results of this study, published in the Molecular Neurobiology Research Journal. And they found, in fact, that the CBD one dose, and they gave doses 7, 10, and 30 milligrams in a saline solution injected. And then they had control groups only receiving saline. So this was a well-designed study, apparently. And how they, again, determine it's kind of weird, but they basically said that based on what we're finding here, CBD impacting the so-called depression manifestation even a week after that one dose. Which I think kind of makes sense because this stuff isn't metabolized rapidly. Remember the whole idea of testing against THC? The threat was, if you smoke pot and you get busted, there's a half-life of THC in your body, in your fat cells, like months, measured in months, right? So if you are to ingest or inject this substance, CBD in this case, it's not going to be out of the body fast. Like with silver, ingested silver, I'm not talking about ridiculously high quantities that are exceeding anything. I'm talking about normal ingested silver, even a colloidal silver hydrosol. It's going to clear the body in 24 to 48 hours primarily. We know that it metabolizes and it moves out quickly. But cannabinoids, not so fast. So the endocannabinoid system utilizes it over time, and that's a good thing. One dose lasts a long time. And so they're pondering on how this is possible. One of their conclusions is that the prefrontal cortex there's an observed rise in the number of synaptic proteins in the prefrontal cortex. So they're talking about repairing of neuronal circuitry that is damaged with depression. They don't know the cause of it. We would say mercury, aluminum, right? Deficiencies of selenium. But the reality is cannabidiol, as we've been telling you, based on peer-reviewed literature and clinical observation, is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. And that's just one of the roles that CBD is apparently playing. They talked about something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a neurotrophin that plays a key role in neuronal survival and neurogenesis and the formation of neurons in the brain. And so they're seeing an increased activity and a benefit to brain and nervous system health with CBD. Good Lord. And guess what? No apparent evidence for homicidal ideation, suicidal ideation, or behaviors manifesting from these rats. In other words, these rats are not trying to take their own lives. They're not trying to kill anybody else. Now, I hope that applies to humans. Because we know with the SSRIs and other psychotropic medication, anti-anxiety drugs, devastating impacts in terms of ideation behavior, suicide, homicide. Remember, over 90% of all of these shootings that have taken place since Columbine, young men on these drugs approved by the Fear of Death Administration, largely prescribed by psychiatric dunderheads. That's saying it nicely. There's another paper in the journal Progress in Psychopharmacology and Biology Psychiatry showing that treatment with cannabidiol facilitates serotonergic neurotransmission in the central nervous system, and that combining it with low doses of the drugs, it reduces the, induces a significant antidepressant effect. So they're talking about using it alongside. And honestly, if that's going to reduce the danger of those drugs, I'm going to go, okay, that's incrementally better. But ideally, based on the first study, maybe, just maybe, you don't need the SSRIs at all. Again, that's for you and your doctor to determine, but I thought we'd cover it here. Super Don, any more on that? You dig that story? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's just more and more evidence showing that CBD does a lot of good things.
Now, for all you Trump haters, mm-hmm. we're going to give you some red meat just for a second here. Right? We tend to be intellectually honest and balanced about our presentation to Trump. Like, when he does something right we like, we're going to say it. If we don't, we're going to say it too. We're not going to freak out at you if you have a difference of opinion unless you're a deranged lunatic Trump hater that just can't think clearly, has no cognitive capacity for critical thinking skills. But here's a report about Trump having a secret anti-cannabis committee. I don't know if this is true, Super Don, but you're saying the sources are pretty legit. Maybe it's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it looks like it could be. Mm-hmm. We're gonna keep track of this here. Yeah, the one thing about this story that would make me kind of go, maybe not, is that this is coming from an outlet called BuzzFeed. Now, if you remember, back in a year ago, a little less than when the whole Russia dossier thing came out.
Right.
BuzzFeed was the outlet that published the details within the dossier, which ended up being basically proven as BS, right?
Right.
If you remember, when Trump went up against BuzzFeed, he called them a failing pile of garbage.
Yeah.
And so BuzzFeed obviously has it out for Trump right now. I mean, for obvious reasons. So
grain of cannabis salt then, basically.
Yes. But basically what you got is this report. They say that they've obtained documents having to do with a committee called the Marijuana Policy Coordination Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the information in this that they have not presented yet. Okay. Again, this is just their word showing that the White House, had put in this committee was trying to gather data demonstrating negative trends related to cannabis legalization to try and counter all of the positive news that's out there. In reading that, do I think it's impossible, especially when you got somebody like Jeff Sessions in there that's leading the charge right now? I could see that as being possible. If this ends up being true, not really a big fan of that.
Yeah.
But it remains to be seen whether this is legitimate or not.
Yeah, and we know Jeff Sessions is anti-cannabis of all kinds. But I think Trump is not participating in this secretly or otherwise because he's got information on this stuff that... not a big fan of the FDA, not a big fan of Big Pharma, and he recognizes this may be an option. So that's where I'm going on this. But for you Trump haters, here, a little hope for you. Now, here's a good thing Trump is doing. If he's doing that bad thing, he's doing a good thing here. Trump threatens to pull out of the World Trade Organization if it doesn't shape up.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, I know. World Trade Organization, this is a scam, right? The whole free trade, right? This is not about free trade. This is a managed trade. This is a controlling trade for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state to facilitate their cancerous growth around the planet without concern for life, liberty, or property of individuals. So if we pulled out of the WTO, I'd be like, yeah, heck yeah, no problem with that. Do I believe it's going to happen? Probably not. I think that's one thing they take presidents out if they do. Well, we'll let you threaten, but if you actually do it, again, watch what happened to Kennedy all those years ago. So there's a limit when you go up against the world. Well, yeah, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve, all of these things that are the elite controllers, the shadow governments, the bankers, the international banksters, and those who truly run the economy. I don't mean they do it spiritually. They do it through witchcraft, and that's probably doing something bad for witches, you know, to say that, these bankers. There's some evil sons of you-know-what. But that he threatens to pull out WTO if they're not better, more favorable trading policies for the United States. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Doing something good for your country and the people in it, like allowing them to work, for goodness sake. Bring it back home, folks. These other countries are trying to do for their country. Why can't the U.S. do it for itself, right? But we have people screaming and crying, oh, Trump is anti-free trade. I think he wants to make trade deals that are better for the average American. And that's not me endorsing the WTO in any way, shape, or form either, by the way, just in case you were wondering. All right, let's go to outer space. Is that where all the outed scientists are? And what have they found is in interstellar space. Get your windshield wipers ready and maybe some Delimini, some RTKO to clean up those windshields. Next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, you thought in space no one could hear you scream. But, oh my gosh, what's on the windshield? That's right. Our final story takes us to interstellar space today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Before I get you the details of that, I want you to travel to Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, September 22nd and 23rd. And I want you to travel there not by going through interstellar space, but however. And if you get something on your windshield, clean it off. You can do it. A delimonene, which is great. Orange TKO will degrease an engine if you needed to. And it's safe enough for a baby's bottom if you dilute it. Having said that, again, the Health Freedom Expo, now called Trinity Live, happening in Schaumburg, the Saturday, Sunday, September 22nd, 23rd, will be there. Not a Doc will be there. Paul Barratera will be there. Echo Water, Hydrogen, all kinds of awesome stuff. Maybe we'll be able to showcase some of the key technology, QI technology, for EMF protection. Key Home, Key Me, things like that. And we also have upcoming the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through 22nd, Orlando, Florida. And there'll be more that we're adding to the mix. So pay attention here at robertscottbell.com. Now, if you want to travel a little bit further, like to another planet, I've argued you can't do it. Not because your windshield's going to get muckety-muckety, but because gamma rays, cosmic radiation, will do you in before you get there. Yeah, the radiation belts around. I mean, here's where I am that ultimate skeptic about space travel. I've talked with Super Don about low Earth orbit. I don't dispute that necessarily, but I think traveling out in space, the human body not meant to survive the cosmic radiation, and we don't have the shielding necessary to protect astronauts out there. But let's just say we did. You better have good radar or tracking to get where you're going, because you won't be able to see, because according to this latest study, what's in space is cosmic grease. Cosmic grease. That's why we played a little grease on the way in. I never heard this before. toxic cosmic grease, not just any kind, made from carbon. Different kind of carbon, because we are carbon-based units, I thought. But according to this, aliphatic, is that how they pronounce it? Ali, A-L-I-P-H-A-T-I-C, form of carbon that's kind of greasy and would muck up the windshield? And it's toxic, too. As opposed to another form of carbon that they say is out there in interstellar space, naphthalene, which is the same stuff apparently that's making mothballs. So not only do you have mothballs in space, but they're greasy mothballs in space. Where is, well, the movie Spaceballs now, the sequel is going to have to change a little bit. It's going to get a little dirtier, Super Don. I don't know how we're going to make it through the next edition of Spaceballs.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, a lot of this, obviously, it's not like they went out in space and found this. They're, you know, they're coming up with an idea. They're doing, studies and experiments and coming up with these ideas. But, I mean, you got to think about it, man. I mean, we haven't done any of this stuff. So there's really no way for us to really know.
Yeah.
But I think the theory is interesting that you've got this stuff that's in space. And especially if you're going to try and travel a long distance, it's going to build up on the, quote,
right,
windshield. I guess you'd have a windshield.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I think about this, Super Don. What about Voyager? It's out in interstellar space, right? They made that first Star Trek movie about Voyager, right? It was before the era of selfies, so we have no idea. They can't take a selfie, so, hey, look, it's covered in space grease, and it's toxic.
Space grease.
Right? So the windshield washer fluid would include delimonene, smart TKO, and take care of that.
Maybe. I don't know how that would work on this stuff, but...
25 to 50% of the universe made up of grease.
Listen, I kind of geek out a little bit on this. I know you do, too. When it comes to talking about space travel and spaceships and stuff like that. And this is the first time that I've ever seen anything about toxic grease floating around in space. So the thing is, we're not going to know. Who knows when this is going to happen. But
can we put out an appeal to our friend, our dearly departed friend, Jerry Doyle? Because he's into space, right? Now that he's on the other side, he could report back to us. What's really in space, Jerry?
That's true. He probably knows.
I know.
He's probably trying to tell us right now. But,
him and Liam Sheff, for sure. Anyway, folks, it's an electric universe. And yes, you're in it. We're all in it. But to think you're going to get into a space capsule and travel through the gamma radiation, much less the toxic grease, you better hope for stargates. Some people argue that's how they're doing it. All right, but we're going to leave it at that because we're a daytime show. We go overnight one time. I'll talk to you more about that. In the meantime, go to robertscottbell.com. Labor Day Encore. And then we're back with Advanced Medicine Tuesday. Check it out, folks. It's God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.